With that, their show starts at 7, so I can't get the farewell pilgrimage from Islam, but this is the farewell pilgrimage, and here we go. Yeah. 91.5 FM, Sweet D Cream Skirt, fashion based.
Birdman. Rouse, double L. Who up? Brick Squad. Young Scooter. Yeah. Rosé. Stunner. Rich Gang. What's happening, nigga?
Maybach music.
I can make cocaine. 3.5 kilos on my gold chain. I just flew to Haiti. So fuck around, gave me 80. Chickens like the Wingstop. Nigga tried to kill me, but I had the thing cop. They think I know the voodoo. How they keep showing my ghosts on that channel too. I'm having dreams and nightmares. MJ Moon walking on them white squares. I'm a boss, not a capo. Pussy nigga down to call me El Chapo. Trapping till a 100 mil. For my killers out of Summer Hill. Bad bitches never fuck with y'all. We fuck them, then we drop them off in the muscle cars. Chrome wheels in them rally stripes. Third party conversations through them satellites. Little nigga got an appetite. We do them and we pray they mama ever get a life.
Hustling off of five phones. Gotta get it by all means. Put it down for my city from a triple beam.
I can make cocaine. I just fell in love with a Cuban.
Young Scooter.
I just left Columbia. Now we get a man by the metric. I can make cocaine. I just fell in love with a Cuban.
Jumping out of granite house, I broke a screen though. Rappers say they kingpins, but ain't never seen dope. Whipping dope in every bowl, you can't find a clean bowl. Long line full of fiends, Gucci need a green stone. Wanna visit Coca-Cola, come to Gucci Man store. And I ain't never told a soul, why didn't need no snitch for.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to
WMFO in Medford.
Ladies and clogs.
That's what you're listening to. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
It's 7:04. It's Tuesday morning. Yeah. Your name is Emma.
That's right, I am.
I'm just saying things that are true. Mm-hmm. My name is Nina.
So
we're here.
Yeah, we're here. It's a Tuesday morning, bright and early.
Yeah, we're starting things off a little differently. You're just hearing our voices, and we haven't heard a song yet, so that's fun. But we can still tell you about the theme.
Oh, okay. Just start right in. I'll give you a hint about what the theme is.
Yeah.
Today I'm wearing socks, and they have the Hannaford's logo on them. Hannaford's is a grocery store in my hometown.
I can give you another hint. It's called You Can Get a Lot of Things Here. I don't know where I was going with that. Honestly, I'm just going to stop.
You can't get a lot of things.
I was going to try to list like a surprising and intriguing combination of things that you can get at a
Oh, at the place.
Yeah. But then I realized that I can't think that quickly right now, and it's just not going to happen for me.
You'd usually make a list to go to this place?
Oh, yeah. I have a song about that.
Nice.
Thanks. I love lists also.
I do too.
Or you can also not make a list and like maybe forget some things, which I know some people who do.
Or you could not make a list and only do impulse buys and get nothing that you need, only everything that you want.
Yeah, things you didn't know you needed.
That's what I do. That's when what I go to this place. So, the suspense is killing you,
the
right?
The place is
the grocery store. Woo!
Yeah.
Our theme is the grocery store this week. So we're going to play songs that tell
you... Grocery store related songs.
Yeah, how we feel about the grocery store, what we do at the grocery store, how we approach the grocery store as a lifestyle.
Thoughts and feelings about the grocery store. We're going to talk about that one Arthur episode that I know I've probably talked about at least to you before.
Never heard it from you. So.
Okay, well, just buckle up.
Oh, yes.
We're going to get there. Things I think about every time I'm in a grocery store include that episode.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to play a tune?
I can do that.
Okay. Here you go.
My life is likened to a bargain store, and I may have just what you're looking for. If you don't mind the fact that all the merchandise is used, but with a little mending it could be as good as new. Why, you take, for instance, this old broken heart. If you will just replace the missing parts, you would be surprised to find how good it really is. Take it and you never will be sorry that you did. The bargain store is open, come inside. Dreams and plans that didn't last, I'll trade them for a future. I can't use them anymore. I've wasted love, but I still have some more. The bargain store is open, come inside. You can easily afford the price. Love is all you need to purchase all the merchandise. If you don't mind the fact that all
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Here we are.
Still us.
The grocery store.
Yeah. What are the songs that we just heard?
Okay, we just heard two songs. The first song was by Dolly Parton. It was called The Bargain Store. Mm-hmm. My thought process was talking about types of stores. I love a good bargain at the grocery store.
What's your favorite kind of bargain at the grocery store? Do you have a specific one? Sorry, that was putting you on the spot.
No, that's like a decent question. I don't know. Emma was there. You were there for this, but this past week I went grocery shopping for like my house, which is a fun new thing that's happening because I just moved into a house. And I was in charge of grocery shopping for the week, and I was trying to be strategic, and we were like going around being strategic about like things to get. And then afterward, we had a little bit of money left over, and we got like, or I at least got super hype. And we ran back in and got like Brussels sprouts and like fun stuff also.
Fun stuff, Brussels
sprouts. It is fun.
Did your housemates appreciate all the things you got?
Yeah, we made the Brussels sprouts the other night, and they were honestly so good.
That's awesome.
Everyone was like, we should just get these all the time. I was like, yeah.
I still can't cook them.
You can come over. We'll cook them all together.
Awesome.
So that was like, we went to the bargain store, and then we went to the fun store. But it was the same store. It was just the grocery store.
What? Wild.
Anyway. Also, yeah, I wanted to play Dolly Parton song. The second song was by Adult Mom, and it was called I Think I'm Old Enough. And that was thinking similarly along the same line that, like, after our first, like, routine trip to the grocery store, I was like, I'm doing this thing, grocery shopping for our family.
That's really cute.
And I felt like an adult mom. I guess I'm doing this.
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm old enough to really shop at the grocery store by myself. I'm an impulse buyer for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was funny when Emma was with me when we went back inside to get a couple more things, and she was like, get it all. Get this.
I like to get the snacks at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's very fair.
That's all I want. Mm-hmm. So that's all I really eat.
Yeah. What was that? We almost got this some frozen thing. What was that? I don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember either. Most of my meals are frozen, so it could have been anything in my cart.
Yeah. No. Like the fun thing that we got. We also almost bought a very small piece of goat cheese, and then we were like, realistically, this is not a good purchase. We don't do this. Yeah. Anyway.
That's fair.
Anyway. Do you have any like initial grocery store thoughts, or would you like to jump into a song?
Well, I feel like the next song that I'm going to play is going to be more of the sad, realistic side of the grocery store.
Honestly, that's fair. We need to like tone it down a little bit.
I love the grocery store, but I have to be realistic about it and what it does to me.
It's also stressful.
So I'll play a tune and then you'll see.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable. Ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you asked to use my car. Drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me. Ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller, when times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay my bills?
On my car, gave me back credit, buying me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid the first bill, but you're steady heading to the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be falling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then, when
when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know when none of these calls come from. Your mama's number's here more than once. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller.
When times get hard, need someone to help me out.
Instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay the bills?
Of the blame if you want me to, but you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go and then you go out and spill the truth.
Can we both say the words and forget this?
Yeah, is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body.
Back on me, no. 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know all that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry?
Hello.
Hello.
Whoa. I just played Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you did. I feel good about it, personally.
Oh, I'm glad that you... I was a little worried.
No, I feel great.
Good.
What else did you play?
So we first played... I played Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child. That was my more realistic side about the grocery store because...
That's true.
You know, I spend... money when I go to that place, and you just think you're just looking at the food and you're like, wow, this is all so great, but then you're like, wait, I've got a budget.
Bills, bills, so bills.
You got those grocery bills. That's pretty much most. I spend a lot of my money on food.
Yeah,
but I think it's important to get good snacks to get you through the day. And then the next thing we heard was called Sorry by Justin Bieber, and I played that one because I just wanted to like apologize to anyone who had gone to the grocery store with me before, because I am really, I get like really excited about snacks, and then I just am spending a lot of time in the snack aisles, and I've had people before, I've had to be like, do I need this? And they have to be like, yes or no, because I really don't need like six different kinds of crackers, you know? So
yeah,
I apologize. I feel like I like have toned down a little bit.
I would like to go on record saying I had a very pleasant experience at the grocery store with you. I quite honestly thought it was not going to be fun. Not like because it was you, but just because like the grocery, I thought grocery shopping was going to be like weird and stressful and not fun.
Right.
But it was fun.
Aww.
So thank you.
Wow.
And don't say sorry.
Thanks for coming with me. I guess maybe sorry to my mom because she had to stop taking me to the grocery store because she couldn't ever get her regular grocery shopping done because I'd be like, Mom, look at this.
What about
like,
this snack?
Let's get this.
Yeah.
So we'd end up with a lot of like popsicles and
chips.
You do in
like
the bag.
Popsicles.
I love popsicles. Wow. Yeah. I have so many popsicles. I haven't eaten them. So yeah, I would say sorry to people who have seen me impulse buy the grocery store. But thank you to the people who have helped me grocery shop before.
Yeah, stood by you in those times.
Yikes. Want to play a tune?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Your neighbors were screaming, I don't have a key for downstairs. So I punched all the buzzers, hoping it wouldn't be there. And now my head's hurting. You say I always get my own way, but you were in the shower when I got there, and I don't wanted to stay, but I got nothing to say. Take it.
of your hair, shape of your eyes and your nose, the way you stare as if you see right through to my soul. It's your left hand and the way that it's not quite as big as your right, the way you stand in the mirror before we go out at night. Our quiet time, your beautiful mind.
We're back.
Ladies and clogs, WMFO, Medford, the grocery store.
Emma and Nina.
Nice. We got it all.
All the facts. It's 7:31:04 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe supposed to rain later today, but there's only like a 4% chance at most, according to Weather Puppies. So I don't know how much you think.
So slim chances, maybe.
Yeah.
Huh.
So just be prepared.
If anyone's trying to like go to the grocery store and you have to walk, now you know to whether or not to try to account for rain in your plans.
I yesterday went out knowing there was thunder. I didn't bring a raincoat. I felt pretty
YOLO.
Pretty rebellious.
Hey. Nice.
Pretty cool. I got a little wet in the rain, but I was like, hey,
it's fine.
I didn't bring a raincoat.
I'm waterproof as myself.
Yeah. I'm also full of water.
Water so full.
Water water can't hurt me.
Water can't hurt you. That's true.
80% I mean, water? Yeah. 70%? A lot of us.
I want to say 80, but I don't know.
I don't know.
You're the science, the water science person.
Yikes.
Come on.
Some amount of us is water. Over a half.
That's a different type of science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what songs did we just hear?
The first song that we just heard was by Amy Winehouse, and that was Take the Box, which, what were you going to say?
Oh, I wasn't going to say anything.
You were like...
I always want to hear what you're going to say because I'm confused on the association.
Oh, okay, cool. Keep going. So there are a few reasons. I think in the song, maybe they're talking about a box of like your ex's stuff and you're like putting it there and he's going to take it. That's but so that's not how I was thinking about it.
Okay.
Because I would never break off at the grocery store. No.
Wow.
I was really thinking about how you have to bring bags to the grocery store when you go, or I was thinking that. So, or a box, like take the box, take your vessel to carry the things in. Also, I was thinking about like getting boxes of things, like you, when they have like fruit and it's all in one big box and it's just like a ton of apples, but they're in a box together. And it's like, just take the box, get it all. I want them all. Like, what if you went to the grocery store and you're like, give me all of your apples, like all of them.
Can one day, if I ever make any money, that'll be one of my top activities to do.
Cool.
The other one is that I want to buy all of the lobsters from the grocery store and set them free.
You're the kindest person.
But I want to do research on like where they fish for them so that
You can bring them home?
What?
Are you going to, so you can take them back home? Or?
Well, I'm going to go to the grocery store around the ocean and say to them, like, or I'll have done research on where the lobsters were captured so they can go back to their original home so they won't be too stressed. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Their home, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, kind.
It might like stress them out. I have to do research on whether that would be okay for them. But anyway.
No, yeah.
And then what was the second song we heard?
The second song was by Neo, and that was called Part of the List. I realized I have not played Neo in a long time, and I felt bad about that, so sorry. And also, you're welcome.
Woo!
And that was, again, like, he's making a list, I think, in relation to... Emma was really moved by the song. Give it out of 10. What would you give this song?
I'd call it a 10.
A 10? Yeah, I agree.
10 out of 10, Neo.
10 out of 10. You did it. You did it.
I just think he's so romantic.
He's so emo. I love him. He's so much.
Wow. I think my new music crush.
Oh, yeah.
Neo.
I would hope so. He's always been mine. But... Yeah, so he's talking about, I think, a list of, like Amy Winehouse, he's talking about things that I'm thinking about with the grocery store in relation to, like, romance and heartbreak. I just meant, like, gotta make a list, take it with you so you know what to get at the grocery store. So part of the list is maybe, like, the whole box of apples to connect those two.
Yeah. Bam. One time I made a grocery list.
Yeah? How'd it go for you?
It went well. Every other time I've gone, I've gotten nothing that I need.
Yeah.
So. But I just felt so... I don't ever remember to make lists. It's a good idea, though.
I make lists and then don't follow them. A classic thing that happens in my family is we make lists and then forget them at home and get to the grocery store and you're like, dang, the envelope I wrote everything I needed on the back of is on the kitchen counter.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you gotta wing it.
Yeah, I'm more of a just winging person in general. So.
Yeah, it's true. Just flying around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I read a PSA?
Of course.
I'm gonna do it. Okay. Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society, so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. I agree with that. I think I maybe put some emphasis in the wrong place in that sentence, or it's missing a comma because that ended up sounding weird. But for more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. Public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thinking about the grocery store and food and access and things.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm super lucky to have that access. So yeah, that was a good PSA.
Do you want to play a song?
Yeah. Let me just cue it up right here.
I'm excited.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You've got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. Mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh,
give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing hearts.
All of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
What I got.
We're back on air.
Still here, WMFO in Medford.
Still ladies in clogs.
Still talking about the grocery store.
Still 7:44 a.m.
It is.
It was only that for the past 30 seconds, but
we got 28 more seconds.
Yeah.
What songs?
We heard some songs. We heard, first we heard All of Me by John Legend.
Nice.
And I just want everyone to know that I love the grocery store a lot, a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
I think I also started to appreciate it more this year because I have to either wait until I can get a ride or I have to walk. And so it limits like the heavy things that I can carry.
Mm.
And so I think that it's really nice to be able to go to the grocery store in a car because then you can buy all the Capri Suns you want.
Mm, those are heavy.
Those are heavy.
Take that box. Those come in a box.
Ooh, yeah. I've been carrying those around. I've done it. And it's just really
hard. That explains why you're so jacked.
Ooh, look at that muscle. It's from carrying Capri Suns.
Honestly, yeah. Oh, God. Sorry, anyway, continue.
The second song we heard was You Make My Dreams by Daryl Hall and John Oates with an ampersand in between their names. Just in case you're wondering.
And oats. That's fun because oats you can get at the grocery store.
Yeah. Also, the grocery store makes all of my dreams come true. I had a dream about some popsicles. You know what? I got some popsicles.
You did. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a popsicle night soon. I feel like for months I've just been like, I got to eat my popsicles. I got to be in the summer eating a popsicle. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do it. So do you want to play a couple more tunes?
Yeah. I think I want... I was just going to jump in real quick and say, speaking of the grocery store in relation to dreams, I think that might be my moment to talk about the Arthur episode that I just want to mention really quickly.
I forgot.
Okay. Oh, how could you know? The episode is called DW Gets Lost, which I actually didn't remember. And then I Googled DW lives in the ceiling at the grocery store and found this out on Arthur Wiki.
What?
Basically, it's an episode which actually I'm now reading has a way longer story that I didn't totally remember all of and actually is like... interesting for various reasons, but basically at one point DW has this fantasy where she becomes this like stealthy superhero person who lives like a bandit sort of who lives in the like when you can push up a tile in like a tile ceiling and like go up in the ceiling. She lives in the ceiling of the grocery store and like comes down this rope at night. And I think about that every time I see tile ceilings and or go to the grocery store and or like most of the time. Yeah, it aired for the first time in the United States on March 3rd, 1997.
Oh, so that was... I was already so old by that point.
It's a classic Arthur.
I was two.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Do you want to play some of those?
I do.
Okay, here you go. Thank you.
should we break some bread? Are you interested?
Me.
Would you look at that? I pressed this button and now we're here.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. We just heard a really beautiful song.
That song was by Joanna Newsom called The Sprout or Sprout and the Bean from the Milk Eyed Mender.
It's real nice.
It's a good album. She's a cool person. This song was on this list because when I go to the grocery store, like the main, not maybe not the main, but like a very significant thing that I'm trying to get are like sprouts and beans. And chickpeas.
Oh, chickpeas, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you even cook with chickpeas?
Honestly, though? Anything.
Really? Can we just have a cooking lesson?
Yeah, let's do chickpeas.
Can we do also Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
Because I have some.
You can cook those together.
I
Emma,
have some in my fridge.
You can cook them
what?
Together.
I feel like the only way
you
to
could
cook
put them on the same pan and roast them.
Roast chickpeas?
You what can do whatever
with?
You want.
What do you do with the chickpeas once they're roasted?
Eat them just and plain. Feel happy.
Oh, wow, I just don't know how to do any of the cooking.
We have a lot things. Of options.
I made pasta adventure. One time.
Nice.
Even twice.
What?
Dang. I'm a pro.
You are a pro. Look at you.
But I want to know how to make chickpeas and the Brussels sprouts that are in my fridge. I don't have chickpeas in my fridge, but I think I have a can.
Wait, did you get Brussels sprouts when we were at the grocery store last time?
Yeah, and you're like, you can do it, I believe
oh,
in you.
Oh, no, okay. I wasn't sure if that was when you got them or if
I don't,
you got them.
Ooh, are those Brussels sprouts still good? That was like
you
a week ago.
You should cook
ago.
Them soon.
Yikes. Okay, well then we'll have
I think
to hang
you're probably
soon.
Good. Great. Bummer. No, that sounds fun.
Okay, good.
Yeah, beans, sprouts. I get Milk Eyed Mender is the album title, and like that has the word milk in it, and you can also get milk at the grocery store.
Yeah, you need it, but sometimes you'll need a little bit, but...
You can get those really small, cute milks.
Yeah.
I like when it is the same package as the normal size thing, but smaller, and just everything is like travel size, like lotion and stuff that you can get at like CVS or something. When it looks exactly the same, it's just tiny.
I love those things. Sometimes I just only want the mini
products for
things.
Mice.
Yeah, or me to just hold in my hands
I know,
and just
I
cradle
know.
A little.
I know.
Oh, so wonderful. I like mini jams too.
Because like, then you get the like tiny jar. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm into.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I'm on the same page.
I need to detach myself from things, but also.
But I like
cute.
The little things. The
I know.
Cute little things. Like mini, yeah, everything. My pair of scissors is like really tiny in my house. And then I just like.
That doesn't. That actually sounds like that one might be like not so useful. I totally support you.
Whoa.
And also, I wonder if that ever makes it harder to do the things you're trying to do with scissors. Maybe not.
Maybe. Mm. But I also like, yeah, I have small hands, so it works. But yeah, you're right. I should probably, that's one that I should keep regular.
I bet we could get you normal size scissors at the grocery store.
But I like the mini ones. They're
okay,
just not
then
that
that's also fine. I'm sorry.
Do everything inefficiently, but I like it.
That works. That works. Yeah.
Anyway.
One thing that I was talking to someone, I think yesterday or the other day about, we were on the topic of grocery stores, and they were saying, she was saying that she'd listened to a podcast recently, because I feel like everyone I know is really listening to a lot of podcasts.
I'm not, and I feel like I should be. I'm off trend.
I like tried to hop on, and then I kind of fell off again, the bandwagon for the podcast.
I listened to one about love and just started crying in public.
No.
And then it was so beautiful.
Or maybe
really
yes. Wait, okay.
It was just like a bunch of people, like couples who had met each other in various cute ways. And I was just like, this is so wonderful. But I didn't think I could top that.
I have so many questions about everything right now. I feel like I have a lot of questions in my life right now. I'm just always confused. And that's definitely something that feels confusing.
Oh no.
Also, she was saying that this podcast was talking about how grocery stores are like a very vulnerable place.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, interesting. You know, I love to think about vulnerability. So great.
Yeah. I feel like that could be true.
I think it's definitely true.
Yeah. Everyone can see what you're getting too.
I think it, yeah. And it's also, I feel like a very interestingly like liminal or like transitional place in that like a lot of people go through a grocery store every day, but like no one really stays there. Yeah. Or, I mean, it's your workplace and then you're there for, like, longer periods of time, but it's that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, maybe a place where, like, reality slips a little bit, or, like, there's space for
dreams,
things to come in and out, DW to be in the ceiling.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, now, every time I go to the grocery store, I'm going to look up.
Yeah. Although she would come out, like, at night. So she was being stealthy about it.
She would peek out.
She probably would. It's true. Then you'd be like, hey,
DW.
I see you.
What, why am I
What's
seeing
up? DW? Oh, it's an animated aardvark in the grocery store ceiling.
If I was a grocery store, I'd totally like put a cardboard cutout of DW up there to be funny, you know?
Oh, that would be funny.
It would be so cute.
Oh my gosh.
I should own a grocery store
now. Should. I love that idea. Yeah, honestly, okay. Yeah.
Well, see me in another life with my cute grocery store.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to play a last song?
Yeah.
Now that we've asked some big questions and made some silly jokes.
Yeah, these have been our thoughts about the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I think the consensus is we love the grocery store. Can I say that for both of us?
Sure.
I love it.
I didn't think that I did, but I think I'm like getting to a place where that's like a thing I can feel.
I get really excited about food shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which ties into this next song.
Yeah. You know what? This next song.
Do you want to tell us what it is now?
Yeah. It's called Hands to Myself by Selena Gomez. And when I'm at the grocery store,
this
just kicking
so
my hands
good.
To myself. I'm just getting
like,
all
I can't
the
do
snacks.
It.
I can't.
I need every cracker.
Woo.
Yeah.
So you've been listening to Ladies and Clogs on WMFO in Medford. It's 7:57. Any last thoughts before I start to play this sweet, sweet tune?
No, I'm excited. I think we should jump right in. Thanks for listening. We'll be back
next week, same time.
Next week.
Same place. Right here.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to. I want you all to myself. Your metaphorical gin and juice. So come on, give me a taste of what it's like to be next to you. Won't let one drop go to waste. Your metaphorical gin and juice.
Oh, all of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, 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 trying. Making love to each other. And I'm trying, 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 but I
can't keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. The doctors say you're no good, but people say what they wanna say. And you should know if I'm